Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Real Spoilers, powered by ReviewSTL.com.
Warning, the following film discussion will ruin the ending of any movie you haven't seen. Example, Bruce Willis is dead at the end of The Sixth Sense. See how I ruined it for you? Just like that. Here are a few more.
Silent Breed is people!
I am the father.
Get it?
Real Spoilers. You've been warned.
Broadcasting from a soon-to-be-disclosed location...
We should let the listeners call it, except for Lane.
Yeah, it would be the Lane Levanway Memorial.
Tangent.
Yeah.
Conversational off-roading.
Dime store, spinner rack. Model on a horse show.
What was that guy's name? Like, he got really weirdly famous for no reason.
Fabio?
Yeah, that's what it was. But like he got
weird.
He,
we've been doing this so long. I can translate Joe to English.
Right.
Oh my
like
gosh.
That guy got like weirdly famous for no reason other than he was like the model on the dime store novel.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then he took a bird to the face.
What?
Don't you remember that?
No.
It was like, I think it almost might have been like one of the first ever viral videos. He took a bird to the face. He was on a roller coaster. And
that's
like,
even better.
And couldn't have been a goose. That would kill him.
That would kill somebody.
That'd kill a guy.
It was a baby. It was a Gosling.
Yeah. Well, he might take Ryan Gosling to the face.
Well,
I don't know.
Wouldn't you?
And with hair like that.
Yeah. He did have very pretty hair.
Yeah. But yeah, there was like a bird and it just like, bam, like right in the, like hit him right in the face. Feathers went everywhere. There was like bird shrapnel. It was a whole thing.
Wow. Did you ever see the Randy Johnson bird video?
Yeah, where he throws a pitch.
The bird.
He throws like a 100-mile-an-hour fastball and blows up
a
bird.
This is the same thing, but with Fabio's face.
That's even better.
And it's like, did he get injured?
You never saw him on a cover again, did you?
he had a bloody nose.
He's Mickey Rourke now.
I can't believe you guys haven't seen this.
No, I haven't. No. I remember he was on, like, he did, like, I Can't Believe It's Not Butter. Like,
yeah.
That was his...
So you thought Mickey Rourke was a boxer, and that's how he got...
He was a boxer.
Yeah, no, it was Fabio bird to the face.
It wasn't really Mickey
and
Rourke.
That's Mickey Rourke.
Okay, well, this makes more sense. It was 17 years ago.
Yeah,
wow,
okay.
That sounds a long time ago.
Yeah. I mean, I thought I saw somewhere that Weezer put up Buddy Holly 22 years ago.
Yeah.
Smells Like Teen Spirit was 25 years ago.
I remember watching the Happy Days music video for Buddy Holly in elementary school.
Yeah.
I was in elementary school at the time.
That was when MTV showed music videos.
I remember there was a computer disc and it was like maybe for PC Magazine or something, but magazines used to come with CDs attached to them. It was crazy.
You got 30 free hours of AOL. Well,
some of them did come with that, exactly, but sometimes they would give you CDs that had like game demos.
Some had CDs. Joe's had coasters.
Yes.
Free frisbees.
Yeah.
And so one of the demo discs or whatever it was came with a couple music videos and some PC software or whatever, but one was the Buddy Holly music video. Yeah. So I watched it on like a PC Magazine free CD, and I had the music video on my computer, which, you know, at the time, it's like, how would you watch a music video on demand? You couldn't. And that was kind of cool.
You hope they get picked up on TRL.
Right. Yeah. Well, that wasn't even a thing yet at that time.
That video jukebox station where you would call and you would have a 900 number and they would never play the damn song.
No.
It's like, what a scam.
You would wait forever.
Like, what a scam.
I did that once because I wanted to see the Thriller video. Because I, you know, it's John Landis, and I had just seen American Werewolf in London.
Yeah.
And I was like, wait, they did something else too? And that's what it was, and they never play. I'm pretty sure I ordered it like 5 times.
Yeah.
Because my parents were like, stop calling
that
number.
How was the credit card bill that month?
I don't think they charge it to your phone bill.
Oh. That was the biggest scam.
Because it was a 900 number.
Yeah.
This was the beginning of problems with Joe and 900 numbers on the
That is the biggest scam, though, that like anyone in the house could dial whatever number it is, you know, and it would just tack it on the phone bill. There's no way until the bill comes in to figure it out.
Did I ever tell that story on the podcast?
I don't know.
What'd the 900 number?
No.
So I called one once.
Yeah.
Because I was curious.
Yeah.
So it hung up real quick. Yeah, totally curious. Sure, it was in the back of like a club magazine or something.
Was it the Playboy Club?
No.
There was a magazine called
Club Magazine.
It was a pornographic magazine. I read about it on Wikipedia.
From what I understand.
On Wikipedia, I stumbled across an article.
So I called it and I got freaked out, right? So I hung up. So my dad gets the phone bill, I don't know, like weeks later. And he was like, call this number. And I was like, I don't want to. Because I know what it is. And he was like, call it. I was like, all right. So I call it. And I guess the number had changed from a Dirty Talk number to like a Michael Jordan inspirational number.
So you got lucky. I called it.
Now the story is lucky. My dad ever listens to this, he's going to.
And he does, I think. I think he shares. He absolutely does.
Yeah, he shared episodes.
So I call it. I call it back and it's Michael Jordan.
I was like, here.
And he starts listening to it, and he was kind of like, whatever. And like hangs up. He's like, go. And I was like, all right, see ya.
Were you like sweating bullets at the time?
Yes.
Yeah.
I have never been like, I've done all kinds of dumb shit because as a kid.
Yeah.
But that was the one where I was like, I'm dead. I can't get out of this.
And that is when Joe's sexual obsession with Michael Jordan begins.
Howard Cosell.
He's like, Dad, I don't know how to break it to you, but I've been rubbing one out to Michael Jordan.
His fadeaway jumper is so pretty.
I was wondering why you were moaning 23. That's so weird.
In a row.
Yeah.
There you go. Aren't you glad I'm back this week?
I wonder if he maybe just dialed it wrong.
I don't remember. Like, I honestly, he could have.
Yeah.
Like, he's one number off, and like that one number goes to the inspirational quotes.
Yeah, because I mean, and I remember one time I had a thing where it was like, call this number. Like, I don't know. It was probably like the Rhino catalog or something, and I dialed it, and it was like, and it was a porn line, and it was like. But it was an 800 number though, and like you had to put in your credit card.
Oh.
So it was like, you know, you get the first 30 seconds for free, right. Which at 16 is all you need.
That's all you need.
Yeah, and 22 and 32.
What do you think he was yelling 23 for?
That's my time limit.
Yeah, he was like, 23, I set a record. Yeah. That's a personal best.
This is going to get me all kinds of flaring friends. Little did I know.
Yeah. Oh, goodness. Well, we should probably go around the table and introduce ourselves.
This is Joe.
If you couldn't tell already.
He's back.
This is Kevin.
And this is Tom. Let's do some quick shameless plugs before I forget.
Sure.
You can cut this part out. Don't trust the clock. I forgot to turn it on.
Yeah.
So it's running however
long
that was.
Last time that happened, it was an hour and a half.
Yeah. So shameless plugs, don't forget that you can find us on iTunes. You can go there, rate, review, subscribe. I know we say it every week. We say it every week because it's just that important.
Super important.
We greatly appreciate it if you do. Another way you can support the show is, you could send us a personal check.
That'd be great.
I mean, we're not going
to
say no.
Go to our Patreon. No, we don't have one of those.
No, we do.
We do?
We do.
Oh, well then.
We've never plugged it, but we do have one.
Yeah, we do have one, technically.
We haven't been shameless enough yet to start asking people for money.
So if you want to go search for the Real Spoilers Patreon, it's there.
It is free.
Yeah.
But we're not telling you to donate, but it's there.
And where was I at? Oh, Twitter, Facebook. You can join the League of Show Sharers at facebook.com/Real Spoilers.
Everyone's doing it.
I heard some new names last week.
Yeah, there were some new names. Awesome. This is what happens when you're not here.
But you know what? You do take on Dan's responsibilities when he's not here.
The arbiter of good taste.
Yeah. Oh, wait a minute.
No, I mean the sing song you get.
Oh, the sing song.
There's a welcome song.
I heard it and I feel like you two knew what that was. You and Dan knew what that was, and Kevin was just like, I have no idea what's going on.
Right.
Right,
it would have been the same thing you thought from your seat. Yeah.
As I was sitting in my car, I was like, yeah, I don't know what the hell he's doing.
Yeah.
So if you would like to join the League of Show Sharers, like all the cool kids, all you have to do is when you see an episode pop up on Facebook, just click share and there. Maybe you can write a little note. These guys are really funny and stuff or whatever. So,
and maybe even include your own funny 900 number story.
There you go. Did I ever tell a story about when I got the Playboy Channel for free by accident.
No.
Episode of Friends?
What?
I was going to say, no. That sounds like Friends.
No.
Did you not turn the TV off?
What?
Did you ever see that episode?
No.
So they get it for, like, it's when they switched apartments, right? So they get it for free, and they're afraid to turn it off, because they're afraid if they turn it off, it's going to be gone.
Right.
So they're just watching
for days
porn
and days, like, and their constantly. Whole lives just...
Man, I went on Tommy Lee's bus once, and you know how, like...
Are you serious? Is this a real story?
This is a real story. And you know how, like if you go over to your grandparents' house, like, they just have it on Fox News all day.
Right.
Like, it's just
right.
on. It's just on. They're not even watching. It's just on.
Right.
Right. Like, Tommy Lee does that with porn. Like,
why?
Because he's Tommy Lee.
Yeah, but he doesn't need it.
But he's Tommy Lee.
Yeah, that's true.
Right? You know? And I,
he,
like,
plays drums upside down.
Yeah. I went back to his bus to meet him, and him and his girlfriend, who was, like, Prince's ex-girlfriend at some point. I don't know.
What was her name?
I don't know. There was
Princess.
A lot.
Princess. There was
that would have been an ex-wife.
There was one.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
There was one that, like, he sang about.
I think he sang about a lot of them.
Yeah, that's probably true.
Yeah. So,
was her name Darlin' Nikki?
No. I think
Perfect.
Her name was Sugar Walls. he had, you know, a TV on his bus, and it was just playing porn in the background. Like, nobody was even paying attention to it.
It's like, well, there it is.
It was just a girl just disgracing her
Pam
father.
Anderson.
And
he's playing his own sex tape. Just
yeah.
He's like, actually, I have a teleprompter, and I critique myself. And I feel like, that was a bad move on my part.
It's just like, it's an air check. It's just a way to keep fresh. I don't want to develop any crutches. I just want to, So
what happened when you got the
Playboy Channel? So they used to do this thing where you was like, oh, you get Showtime free this weekend, right? And so we had Showtime. So I was watching Showtime, and
so they give you the next best thing. You got upgraded.
And I remember, like, so I'm watching, or it was HBO, I think, actually. And I was watching, I still remember the special I was watching. It was a Robert Klein comedy special.
All right.
Called, I think, A Child of the 50s,
was
Man
he one
of the 80s.
First ones that had a comedy special for them?
He might have been.
They
did a lot with him back in the day. And so I'm watching that. And I was like, just stupid, like, 14-year-old decision. I was like,
yeah, that's not stupid.
I was like, well, wait, we're getting HBO for free over here on Channel 3.
Right.
So,
Channel 3.
So I'm not going to watch the HBO we're paying for. I'm going to go over to the HBO we're getting for free.
Uh-huh.
Just dumb, like, stupid kid thought, you know. So I click over to the free HBO, right? And so, like, at this, like, I'm a kid. I'm still living at home.
Sure.
You know? And so, Channel 3 is the Playboy Channel.
Oh.
But here's the best part, because my mom's just down the hall. It's still the audio feed from HBO.
Holy cow.
So
that's fantastic.
So,
Ma, give me a tape, quick.
Yeah, so as far as she can hear, I'm still listening to this Robert Klein comedy special, and she's like, why is my kid so weird? Why is this 14-year-old watching Robert Klein?
It's even,
you know,
weirder now.
Yeah.
Well, she's like, why is he whacking it to Robert Klein?
Yeah.
That was the real question.
He's not that funny.
Yeah.
He's no George Carlin.
Yeah, that would be acceptable.
It's George Carlin.
Anyway,
that's hilarious.
But yeah, so I was like, wow, great. They should sell that to kids.
Yeah,
you know, they should sell that to teenagers.
I'm
like,
afraid,
hey,
not now.
For an extra $30,
right?
We'll
switch your audio feed.
We'll give you the Playboy Channel with the audio feed of Toon Disney.
Kids now are just like,
because now, like, I have an iPhone.
Just gonna go to RedTube.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm good.
Yeah, an iPhone. You have no idea what weird things I've experienced.
There's Tumblr.
Yeah,
and there's Reddit.
No idea what sort of perverted rabbit holes I've fallen down, and I've actually jerked it to a rabbit hole.
Just,
that's my point.
It was an accident. I didn't know it was happening, and then it was too late.
I just thought you hadn't shaved.
No, that's my Dan impression.
Yeah,
no.
Yeah. You have to work on your tisking.
Yeah, right. Yeah, sound like Marge from The Simpsons.
So, shameless plugs, if you would like to join the League of Show Sharers.
plugs, what a great transition.
Yeah, hey. Shameless butt plugs.
Yeah.
You can do it like these fine people. Timmy Tuzoons, Chris Sanders, Jason Herndon, Griffin Fox Smith. So a repeat. He was a first timer. Now he's back. So
that's good.
That doesn't happen often. So thank you. librarian.
Lester Timmy Tuzoons.
Yeah. Librarian Cynthia, Julianne Jordan, Linnea Thunsell, Lane Levanway, Travis Tewitt, Brent Smith, Brett Schulte. It's hard to say those back to back. I need to stack those differently next time. Tammy Sherman Powers, Michael Tonkovic, Tom Comiskey, Dustin at Nerds at Night Gaming, Zach Bach, who I missed last week. But I believe what's going on is he shared, like, we record this on Sundays.
Yeah.
And so, like, we're, so it's a Sunday. We're recording this. On September 11th. So
never forget.
Yeah, never forget. Well, you,
what's, you know what?
Can you edit in a moment of silence later? So
who's going to forget that?
Yeah.
I, like, it's gotten to the point now where it's, I mean, besides kids who weren't alive.
Yeah.
Which I think I saw. But
then freshmen in freshman, high school.
Freshmen in high school now. Like, if they're going into their freshman year right now, they were not alive.
Which is weird because I was a freshman in high school when it happened.
Is that right?
Uh-huh.
I was in college.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, are you 4 years older than me?
Apparently.
Or 3 or 4 years old? Because I was a freshman in high school, I remember, in academic lab. They
you just make up class names at that point.
Well, it's just like
it's math class.
No,
it's a Parkway way to say study hall.
Yeah, it's basically you sit at your desk and you have an hour and a half or whatever just to do your homework from other classes. So it's like a free class
study hall.
Kind of. Yeah. Okay. Well, that's
right.
So I remember that, and
it's more directed than that. My kids go to the same school.
Oh, really?
So I know. Yeah. It's,
oh, I was like, what are you? What?
Yeah.
When you were in school, we just sent you home. At study hall. It was like, don't even bother coming.
Oh, just no. Go. I was a nerd. I didn't go home. I skipped school.
See ya.
But I remember sitting there, and they said, what happened? And they wheeled in the TV on the cart, and we were watching the news.
And you were like, yes, no class. Oh, wait a minute.
What? No, not at all, Joe. What the hell? But yeah, I was a freshman in high school, so it's crazy that freshman in high school now just
did that. You made me feel old. You know what? My high school memory of being interrupted by a national event was?
Kennedy being assassinated?
Okay.
Yeah. The Challenger blowing up.
Oh, really?
Yeah, the Challenger explosion. Oh, they came
what year
on.
Was that?
I was a sophomore in high school, so like 85?
They
came on over the PA in my geometry class. So I remember I had class broken into three times with national events. So it was the Challenger explosion, and then when Reagan got shot.
Okay.
And then when the Pope got shot. But I went to a Catholic school. I don't think other schools were probably...
Which Pope? John Paul?
Yeah, Pope John Paul II got shot.
When was that?
The
80s?
Yeah.
Okay. Is that why they have the bulletproof glass?
Yeah, I believe that's totally, that's totally why. That's where the Pope Mobile came from.
You think they'd give one of those to the president?
Well, he's in...
Yeah, I'm just kidding.
Yeah, I think he's got one. he's got a version.
He's got more than one.
I'm pretty sure that limo is bulletproof. Yeah. So, anyway, we had a couple more. Did I say Dustin at Nerds Night Gaming?
We did.
Oh, yep. He got it twice, that son of a bitch. So,
skip him next week. That's the only way to do it.
That's
or he has to share twice as much.
Yeah. Alex Perozo, I hope I'm saying that right. So, that's a new
that
one.
That has to be a new one.
So,
yeah,
you have
welcome.
Sing.
Yep.
Yep.
Welcome.
That's
as good as you're going.
Yeah. Yeah. Jason Antris, and then Zach Bach, which I already said.
We actually had one this morning. Rick Sabino.
Oh.
Shared one of our things this morning.
Well,
but yeah, he didn't share a show, though.
He didn't?
Don't give him a free one.
Oh, sorry, Rick.
Yeah.
I take it back.
It's a league of post sharers.
Can you...
He's a lops.
Do you have a song for that, Joe?
I screwed up that one. Sorry.
Now, can you do a backward masking style?
No.
Because you have to take it back.
Oh.
I guess I can try to reverse it in post.
Yeah.
That would be awesome.
That would be awesome. Let's pause for that.
Yeah. You're awesome. Oh, but it's hot.
Okay, so before we jump into the box office report proper, I have a confession to make. I've used it for the butt of a joke several times now. I actually, over the weekend, watched something on Crackle.
You did?
Yeah.
No way.
So they've changed their whole thing, and I don't like it anymore.
I've never watched it before,
it used to be like Netflix, where you could just go through and like pick a movie.
Right.
Now you go to their movie section, and something's already playing. Like, it just automatically starts playing.
But you can still pick things.
Yeah, I just don't like the idea. I was like, I don't want to watch this crap.
I can't stop a movie once it's started.
Now I've already started it. Now I'm stuck here for an hour and a half.
What did you watch?
So I was, the wife and I went and saw the Blues Brothers last night.
That's fantastic. That's so cool.
It was
fun. She's now Blues Sister.
Yeah, she's now Blues Sister. Yeah. She was up on stage dancing with them. So.
And that was Aykroyd and...
And Jim Belushi,
not
yes,
John,
because the other one's dead.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I don't know. If you missed
it. It was in all the papers, and I mean that literally papers.
I wasn't alive yet, so
yeah, it was like 83.
Were people?
Oh, okay, so I was alive.
Yeah,
I was one.
And you don't remember it?
I don't remember it.
That was the story that kind of made Entertainment Tonight. Like Entertainment Tonight had just started, and people were like, "What do we need a news magazine about entertainment stuff for? That seems dumb." And then
Entertainment Tonight or Entertainment Weekly?
Entertainment Tonight.
Yeah, I was like John Tesh and
yeah.
What was her name?
Mary Hart.
Mary Hart.
It wasn't John Tesh at first. It was another guy. I forget his name, but and then they covered that like nonstop, and then they just kind of became an institution. So,
yeah, that's where I saw the first footage. I remember seeing the first footage of Tim Burton's Batman was on Entertainment Tonight.
Really? Oh, man. Back in the day, you watched Entertainment Tonight because you didn't have a million sources for that stuff.
Why
didn't
you just go on the internet?
Well, exactly.
Al Gore hadn't invented it yet.
Because I had used all those AOL discs for coasters.
Oh, that's why.
Yeah. So, but yeah, so we were going to go see the Blues Brothers. I was like, we should watch Blues Brothers. We were just sitting around all day yesterday. We should watch the Blues Brothers before we go see the Blues Brothers, you know? And so I was like, where is this streaming? And we couldn't. Nobody was streaming it for free. I tried everything. Yeah. And then I was like, let me try Crackle.
And oh, so, my gosh.
So, and sure enough, Crackle had the Blues Brothers. And so it was an awful print of the film. And
I wonder if that's like a thing. Like if they
they can afford it because they're getting a print.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're right.
And then,
they recorded it off TV and then played it. Yeah.
It's on their VHS. It's they ripped it.
So, but here's the thing I never knew about Crackle. They show commercials.
They do.
Like in the middle of your movie.
Yeah. That's how they, that's why they're free.
It's not like, it's not like there's Netflix. Like a fade out and then like, right. You know, like a channel.
They just stop it. Like they, in the middle, yeah. Like they just like, that's long enough for you, and it goes to commercials.
They don't go to the guy like eating popcorn in the lobby, and they're making like themed drinks to the movie, and they're like, "We'll be back in a second." For,
right? No,
remember what was that TNT or whatever they
TNT
used to break
used to
into?
That.
The,
I think TBS still does. It.
Okay, where they would break into like the two people, there'd be like a girl and a guy, and they're making food that's themed to the movie. Yes. And they talk.
Oh yeah,
to,
that was
like,
yeah.
You'd be like, get the hell back to the movie or whatever. Like,
I don't want to see you make Spider-Man inspired sandwiches.
Yeah.
And so, but yeah, and they stop it at like random points. Mm-hmm. It's like some sort of like commercial based Tourette's. It just interrupts your film with this commercial, like mid sentence.
Yeah,
like,
they don't know. Just, it's just
yeah. And so we got 25 minutes in the commercial, and we had twenty five minutes in the movie. We had two commercial breaks already.
Yeah,
and I was like, I'm just gonna go pay money to rent the goddamn.
Yeah.
Like it's not worth the $2.99. I like backed out. I went to Amazon. Boom, bought
it. They would have the only reason I liked Crackle originally is because they would show like kind of old. I'm an '80s nerd, so like I love the '80s, the bad '80s action movies and the bad '80s horror movies.
Right.
So they would show like Return to Nukem High.
Right.
And I was like, yeah, I'll waste an hour and a half watching this piece of crap. That's awesome.
I've seriously never watched anything on Crackle, but I thought it was just like funny video clips.
No,
it's Crackle like, was like something
I think
that
it kind of started like that.
Was that
and
how it started?
And it's weird. It's a bad name because like you feel weird saying something. Oh, I watched that on Crackle.
Yeah. Like, oh, you mean like pub film where you stole it?
No, it sounds like you're on some sort of drug.
Yeah. I watched it on Crackle.
I was on Crackle.
Well, I was snapping while Joe was popping. Is Snap, Crackle, and Pop drug reference?
No, it's just, it's the sound they make, Kevin.
Wink, wink. I'm just thinking like Snap, Crackle.
Yeah, that wasn't
pop.
Sugar people were putting.
Yeah,
on.
Yeah. You have to smoke like tons of weed, and then the little elves will pop up, and like it'll be great.
Bake you cookies?
Yeah,
are they the Keebler elves? Right.
So I wonder if with Crackle, if you watch one of their own movies,
do they have their own
like
stuff?
Joe Dirt 2.
Like Joe Dirt 2.
That's the only thing I know. Cause
that was an exclusive. Like,
yeah, that was Joe Dirt 2 was a Crackle movie.
Even Netflix is like, no.
Oh. But here's these five Adam Sandler movies.
Yeah, but even we have our limits.
Right.
I wonder if the commercials land better in their
maybe.
Own
I'm
property.
Sure they time it as opposed to just random content. Yeah. They must. Yeah.
I don't know. That's and weird. They have their own TV show now called Startup. I only know that because yesterday I was on Crackle.
So did you see it in one of your 50 commercial breaks?
Yeah. No, actually I didn't, which is odd. Oh. I just kept seeing something. Kept seeing something for the Surface Pro 4, and I was like, you know, if you're dumb enough to watch that much Crackle, you'd probably buy a Surface Pro 4. Like
that makes, what's the one that blows up? Sense.
That's the
Galaxy Note 7.
Okay. Yeah, okay. Yeah. All right. Yeah.
So anyway, that was my confession. I actually subjected myself to about 25 minutes of Crackle before I decided it was I was better off to spend $3 to rent the damn
you
movie.
You should just pay $3 anyway.
Well, I did now.
Well, yeah. I mean, originally. Just don't even bother with it.
Yeah. No,
Cyborg comes out on Crackle.
Yeah.
Until Cyborg.
It'll be like Cyborg 4. It'll be like their version of Cyborg.
Right, was there a movie called Cyborg?
Absolutely there was. Jean-Claude Van Damme? That was a Canon film. One of his first ones.
Yeah, that
besides Breaking 2.
That brings me back to the grocery store video store memories.
Yeah. That was not good.
Did you have a video store at your grocery store?
Yeah.
Schnucks was Schnucks here in St.
But
Louis.
But a Shop and Save that you had the
I didn't work at Shop and Save. I'm not. Come on. Give me a little credit.
You worked at Schnucks, didn't you?
I worked at Schnucks, and I worked at National.
National. Yeah. I'm sorry.
We had a video park. In fact, National Supermarkets actually had, at one point, they had a standalone video store.
What?
Oh, really?
Yeah. Like the National Video Store?
It was so weird. It's a Save-A-Lot now, but they bought this property, and they put just a whole video store there and nothing else.
Tell you what, man, the 80s, that was money.
That must have been huge revenue for, I mean, every grocery store had a video store.
Well, and the appeal of it, too, was it guaranteed two trips.
Oh, yep. True.
And so
back and get your groceries when you drop your video.
And then you got to come back, and then people would buy snacks and stuff. And so, I mean, it really was a cash cow until Redbox killed it. So.
You know what? The funny thing is, though, that all those video stores and the grocery stores stopped before, like, Blockbuster went out and all those other things. I wonder why
they were the first ones to go.
But I wonder why they went out first when you had a dedicated clientele. You had foot traffic going to the grocery store. I would think someone taking a trip to Blockbuster would stop before the grocery store.
I think they just saw traffic dwindling. I think
they saw the writing on the wall.
I think it hit them first because they were the lesser.
Yeah.
And then and also think about it, like, they have the labor to staff that, and then almost every grocery store had a video department.
Did,
so it's like, that's a lot of labor to run all those videos.
Oh, man, a lot of good memories, though.
That was good stuff.
I remember going there, having them check on stuff like Blockbuster, but then, like, you could buy certain videos and stuff there. Just a lot of interactions. Like,
they had a lot of the old, the Schnucks that I used to go to had a lot of the old Fleischer Superman cartoons, and then, like, it wasn't Hanna-Barbera, was it? That did, like, there was another round of, like, Batman and Robin and Aquaman and Superman, like, right around the time of the Super Friends.
Those were Fleischer. Those were,
no,
like,
these were, like, they looked,
they were
like Super Friends.
Right, they were like
Super
Friends.
That was Hanna-Barbera, wasn't Super
maybe
Friends?
That, yeah, I think
or
so.
Or Filmation, maybe?
I feel like it was Hanna-Barbera.
Because it definitely looked like...
Yeah, it was the same Super Friends animation.
Yeah, but there was Adventures of Superboy. Like, they had that stuff. And that was the only place I could find that.
I used to rent my NES games from Schnucks.
Yeah.
NES.
Yeah, it was for sure Hanna-Barbera.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
So, yeah, that's crazy. But, you know, how genius. I mean, we're so used to it now, but that Redbox, man, the way that they can just put those boxes in front of any grocery store, any Walgreens, any store in general, people are already there. You put your money in, return it wherever. I mean, it's just, there's no overhead except for the guy that stocks them.
Right.
Like, jeez.
And they still get the return trips.
They do.
Because they didn't make much money off the video department. Even back then,
you got them in the store.
It drove traffic. Right. Yeah, it drove. And they could pawn off some of the other stuff. Like, you could buy tickets there.
Yep.
Oh,
and,
sure.
You know, and so like that.
You used to buy concert tickets.
That was
what
I meant.
Yeah.
So
to go back to last week when you were talking about Life Force.
Yeah.
It's Matilda May.
Okay.
That
was haunting me.
I've never seen it.
Oh, man, it's awful. That's also a canon. That's one of Canon's first big quote unquote.
Yeah.
Big
I need
budget.
To watch that Canon doc.
It's so good.
I haven't
good.
Seen it yet.
So good.
Oh, is it? Okay. I want to watch it. It just sounds
Masters of the Universe, Superman 4. Spider-Man.
At this point, we should probably turn our eyes to the box office.
Yeah, I guess if we have to.
You have to.
The movie of the day is at number 17.
At this point, have your abacus at the ready.
I do. Number one at the box office, though, it is one of those weekends, Joe.
I don't know what that means.
The movie we talk about is number one.
Hooray!
It's rare, especially when we're in the depths of summer, but we're kind of getting out of it. And Sully opened to $34.5 million this weekend.
Is this around the same time that Captain Phillips opened?
I think Captain Phillips opened a couple. I think it was more like late September, early October, but but roughly.
This is Tom Hanks week.
Captain Phillips opened 10, 11, 13.
Yeah. So not too far off.
Not too far off.
Yeah.
And my guess is they were probably trying to time this to September 11th.
I mean,
planes in New York.
That's a safe
bet.
I don't remember this.
You don't remember
this?
I
really don't. No.
You don't remember the Miracle on the Hudson?
I don't. No.
Man, it was everywhere.
That's why I was like, I feel like this is something I should remember. And
yeah,
I know.
That's amazing.
Especially it was 2007? Is that what they said? 2009?
Eight or nine?
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
It was everywhere for a while. That Sully guy was just...
That Sully guy.
Yeah, it did open to $34.5 million. I have a $60 million budget on that, so opening weekend over half the budget.
It's a pretty small... I mean, we'll get into it.
But that's a good-looking movie
for $60 million. Yeah, it's a small movie.
Especially with all the CG and everything. And again, we'll get into that, but like, they did a good job. So anyway, doing pretty well.
Wait to talk about the Letterman scene.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Well, all right. Number two, When the Bough Breaks, a Sony Screen Gems.
That is like Morris Chestnut and some other
actress.
That's
right. We saw the preview for that before, like Don't Breathe, I think.
Yes.
And I'm like, Morris Chestnut is still...
He's still a thing.
And he still looks the same. Like,
yeah.
He doesn't age.
No.
Real quick, it was 2009. January of
2009. That sounds more...
And Screen Gems, I just need to point out, is the... I don't know if it's just the same, if it's just a similar name, or if it's actually been in existence all this time, but Screen Gems is the production company that produced The Monkees.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. That seems weird, because they only do horror now.
That's what I thought they were.
You know, things evolve. Literally been 50 years. It will be 50 years on the 18th.
I feel like it has
to... you mean the CD? Or the show?
The television show, The Monkees.
Oh, yeah. I feel like that's a name that would probably be trademarked, so I feel like it has to be the same.
But wow. Yeah, but it was Screen Gems, and then the records were through Cold Gems.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, this is like, I guess Morris Chestnut and his wife want to have a baby, and they can't have a baby, so they
steal one?
No, they like hire this woman to be a surrogate, and then she goes crazy. Yeah.
Seems like the typical...
The hand that rocks the cradle, sort of.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That one did open this weekend, and it opened with $14.4 million, and that is on a $10 million budget, so... It's already made its budget Ta-da. Back. It's another one of those, little horror movies that, you know, is a small budget, $10 million. It's like they've kind of evolved. Like, Blumhouse started the $5 million thing.
You know, the movie of last week was a Blumhouse movie.
No.
Uh-huh.
Morgan
uh-huh.
was a Blumhouse?
Uh-huh.
Oh, well, I guess, you can't bat a thousand, right?
No, they've had a couple misses.
Yeah, they've had a few.
But,
yeah.
They're so widespread now.
The last Paranormal Activity, they gave, like... $17 million to, and it
yeah.
did, and it not bombed, but it did not.
Well, and then there was that one with the Mark Olivia Wilde.
Oh yeah, with Olivia Wilde.
Yeah,
where they bring her the Lazarus Project.
Yeah, that was it. Tanked.
That did tank.
Yeah,
yeah. I listen. There's another podcast called Shockwaves. What?
You listen to
Wait,
another?
There pod, are dude. Other podcasts.
There's like one or two.
I didn't know this.
If that.
But this was our idea.
We created this thing. But it's a Blumhouse. Like, it used to be something else, and then all of the people that did the podcast started to work for Blumhouse.
Yeah.
Oh. So they were just like, yeah, this is our podcast now. We're going to change the title. It's Blumhouse Presents. And it's the exact same podcast, just with a different title. But they keep advertising for it. And it's like, you know, this is a Blumhouse production.
For the Lazarus Project?
No.
They're like, please.
They're still like, come on.
We only
it's
like
on
six
Netflix
of you,
now.
We only need like six of you to go watch to make our money back.
We'll spoil it for you. You don't need to go see Morgan.
No, I listened.
Yeah.
I'm not going to.
No. So, yeah, it seems like now the $5 million budget has turned to around a 10. Don't Breathe at a 9.9. So they're getting away with making money on these $10 million budgets. So.
That's what horror does. Yeah. That's the way it should be.
It seems like the money's going to bigger names.
Yeah, probably.
You know,
that's true.
You got Paul Giamatti. I mean, I think you had him for a day.
When I was listening, I was like, does he show up as the evil record exec? No? Man. I don't care then. I don't want to see it.
What about if he shows up as pig vomit?
Yeah. So, anyway, so that one did pretty well for its opening weekend. And number three, Don't Breathe.
That's
back
awesome.
At it. So $8.2 million, a 48% drop in week three. That is now up to $66.8 million domestic, and it has another almost $10 million foreign. So it's up over $70 million on its $9.9 million budget.
It didn't turn a profit though.
Was that?
It didn't turn a profit. The Hollywood math.
Oh, I don't know. Does Blumhouse do that? Does that?
That's not a Blumhouse one. Don't Breathe isn't.
Oh, that one's not. That's right. I'm getting all confused because these low budgets are there.
That's
right?
Evil Dead,
Sam Raimi and Fetty Alvarez and all that. But yeah, great little movie, and it's nice to see it making money.
That's awesome.
Original like that.
Good for them.
Number four, Suicide Squad. Sorry, Joe.
Can't get it out of the top.
You
at
can.
Least the top five.
$5.5 million, a 45% drop for that one. $307.2 million domestic. Who is still going to see this movie?
I don't know.
Six weeks later,
Warner Brothers execs.
I mean, this thing has over $300 million domestic. It has almost $400 million foreign. $700 million worldwide, just about on a $175 million budget. I mean. Yeah. That's a profitable movie.
Oh, I don't. I mean, you
not
can't,
to mention merchandising.
Can't dispute the profit. Like
The fact that Suicide Squad is making almost as much as Batman v Superman. I know it's a little off.
That's what I'm saying. Like, that's the problem.
You got the D-listers in it. So it's like, what?
Yeah.
Can you imagine if Batman v Superman was good? $1.5 billion. I mean, it should have. Like, that's Avengers money.
It should have made Avengers money.
Yeah.
It should have.
It was too big to. Yeah, it didn't do it.
Nope.
Yeah. So, anyway.
Yeah, with the guy from True Blood. Is Deathstroke.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's...
Joe Manganiello.
I can never say it.
Mr. Vergara.
Mr. Vergara.
Yeah.
in the most arranged Hollywood... That's what they say. It's like, it's arranged. Like,
what?
Yeah. Like, it's not real. Like,
really?
They just wanted to put the two very pretty people
I was
gonna
next
say,
to
those
each other.
But yeah, they... I, you know, people are like, is that...
he said, so this guy's going to be Deathstroke in the Batman, mm-hmm. Affleck Batman movie. But is he going to show up in Justice League? Like, that's the... is it going to be like the James Bond?
Like a lead-in?
Well, like a bookend where Batman's taking down Deathstroke, and then we go into the Justice League. I don't know.
Interesting.
But they've got the test footage out there. It's already been seen a billion times.
Yeah, well...
looks good.
I mean, he was good in Pee-wee Herman, so...
Oh, my God, that's right.
Did you watch it?
Yeah.
It's funny.
Yeah, he was good in Spider-Man, too.
Yeah. Yeah.
He was great in Spider-Man.
It's so weird to see, like, a 19-year-old Joe Manganiello
with like
as Flash Thompson, as Flash Thompson. Facial hair, no. Short hair,
spiky like douchebaggy 2000 hair.
D-bag.
Yeah. He gets punched in the chest. It's great.
Kubo and the Two Strings came in at number 5 with 3.4 million. That's a 47% drop. So everything's taken kind of similar drops. It's just, you know, everything's just kind of, you know,
end of summer.
Yeah, par for the course here. That one is up to $41 million in week 4, but I still don't think that's up to its budget. $60 million budget. So again,
I thought this would have a bigger opening overseas. Like, well, that's usually where they make their money on stuff like this sometimes.
Well, I don't know, and I don't know if it has to do with the American cast voicing Japanese characters.
It's an animated flick, though. You can change that.
Yeah, that's the easy part to fix.
Oh, like they could change it.
Yeah.
But would you, if you paid all these, if you paid Matthew McConaughey and Charlize Theron and
if you're telling
Rooney
Mara
me
that, like,
Fiennes,
if you're telling me that I could take this movie and change the voice actors in Japan and make $100 million, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I'm just saying, like, I think that when they make a big movie and you pay for all these, that's probably what the $60 million went to, aside from
probably
all the animation.
Well, I think what killed them with the $60 million, it's that second string. They got greedy. It should have been Kubo and the string.
Right?
And then they were like, you know what I think would really put us over the top with the kids? Two strings. Yeah. Kids love strings. We know that. Kids love strings.
You know what's
that's
wrong.
Just one in front of
that's
them. Just a statement of goddamn fact. So imagine if there was a movie out there where, wait for it, there were two strings.
So here, something tells me this conversation was had in a Warner Brothers, production company boardroom.
Right.
Where it's some moron who's like, you know what kids love? Strings.
But you know what the problem was? The person was really a crazy cat lady, and they said, yeah, cats love strings, and they got the whole thing screwed up.
It was
up.
Zack Snyder.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cats love strings, and they thought they said kids, and they made a movie.
Yeah,
they
made
and
them
was,
like, oh, no.
And then somebody said, I have a better idea, and they took one of those strings, and they tied it in a bow.
Yeah.
And then they took the top of it, and they, like, snipped it.
Yeah.
And they twirled it.
Yeah.
So it got all
crazy looking.
Yeah. And they were like, kids will love that. And then they said, I'm afraid not.
Huh? Yeah,
afraid not.
No, I got it. I was gonna keep going.
No, oh Lord.
You know what? I'm not even mad at you. Like, you went full in.
I can't believe. Yeah,
I doubled down.
You did, man.
I can't believe
totally
you went
with
the story on that. All right, so Kubo and the Two Strings may have been one string too many for them.
Afraid not. Changing the name of this podcast to Dad Jokes.
Yeah, right. There's enough of them on it. Number 6, Pete's Dragon with another $2.8 million. It's a 55% drop in week 5. They're now up to $69.8 million.
Why did you say it like that?
Oh, no reason.
You know you know what they needed?
What's that?
What's that?
Pete's Two Dragons.
you know
what's better
than one
dragon?
They love two dragons.
I'm afraid.
Just wait to the end of the movie.
And they took Pete's tail and they tied it into a knot.
Yeah. They cut it off and they screamed horribly.
And then PETA raided the set.
Everybody's like, you know,
these
PETA,
are just people for the ethical treatment of dragon. People for ethical
PETA.
Dragon.
PETA.
PETA.
Yeah.
Made sense in my head.
No,
never mind.
PETA.
We'll take that out in post. Thanks, Kevin.
So Pete's Dragon is now up to another about 70 domestic, but it has another 30 million plus foreign. So we're approaching the 100 million mark on a $65 million budget.
That's
so,
I mean,
I think it may have opened a few foreign territories.
I think that's probably,
so.
This, to me, I feel like 100 million is probably what they were shooting for.
Yeah.
I think. I mean, we've talked about it a million times with this movie where it wasn't going to make Jungle Book money.
Yeah,
I don't think they expected it to. So I think 100 million on a 60 is pretty solid for a movie like this.
Yeah.
So anyway, at least it's making its money back.
He's directing the new Luke Skywalker biopic. For Disney, no, he's not.
Oh, I'm like, what?
Like, what? Like, don't you have to be a real person to get a biopic?
No. Yeah.
If the movie's about you and you're a fictional character, that's just a movie.
What's
a biopic on Luke Skywalker?
Spinal Tap's kind of, I guess it's more
of a mockumentary.
Yeah, it's a mockumentary on Luke Skywalker.
Yeah.
And then Carl Urban's going to be in the Judge Dredd biopic.
Oh, that'd be great. That'd be fantastic. Just them following Judge Dredd around shooting people.
This is my squad car over here. And my
that guy jaywalked.
Yeah.
Like Judge Dredd, but it's cops.
Oh,
I think I just invented a genre.
Yeah, that'd be great.
Dredds.
No, just call it Judges.
Judges. That's what it would be. Yeah. Oh, my gosh. Now all I can think of Sylvester Stallone and...
I forgot. So I just watched that like a week ago
on Crackle.
Yeah. I forgot how much he takes his helmet off in that movie. Like, he takes it off all the time. He's never wearing the helmet.
Yeah.
Judge
Dredd
always wears a helmet.
But you pay that money for Sylvester Stallone. You want to see Sylvester Stallone's face.
Carl Urban doesn't take his mask off once.
But who's that guy?
Yeah, right.
Is that Bones from the Star Trek movies?
Wait, the country singer?
Yeah.
So that's the thing that happened. Number 7, The Wildlife opened. What is that?
I feel like it's probably one of those Disney nature movies, maybe.
It's a Lionsgate Summit film. And let's see what we can find out. Oh, it's one of those animated bird type movies.
Oh, one of those.
That's what you call a divorced dad movie. I don't know what to do with you.
Right.
We've already seen Pete's Dragon, and I already went ahead and kind of took you to Suicide Squad, even though I shouldn't.
Right.
That's animated. Let's go.
Let's do this one.
Let's just hope it's not a repeat of when I took you to see Sausage Party.
Whoops. He thought it was storks.
I mean, I'm really sorry about taking you to see the brown bunny, but it sounded so cute. Yeah,
it sounded adorable.
I thought it was an Easter flick. But
don't tell your mother.
He fell asleep. The kid would have fallen asleep during the car ride scene.
Yeah, that's true.
It's like 18 minutes of just a GoPro on the front of a car.
Oh, man. And I'm still just like that stupid Sofia Coppola movie, Somewhere. They do the same thing. We think we brought it up before, but like, there's a static shot of a car going around a racetrack for a good 10 minutes.
Did she ever win an award?
Is the opening scene.
Yeah.
And I'm like, just no.
Did she win an award for something? Has she won an Oscar?
Godfather 3.
Yeah, I'm sure. for screwing her cousin. That's a thing that happens in that movie. Yeah.
No, I know.
Yeah. I remember watching that. I was like, no, that can't. Oh, what's happening? Well, all right.
You're like, they can't be going that direction. Oh.
This is a weird twist for a Godfather movie. Yeah. I didn't expect that. Never mind.
But
didn't she? Did she win?
She did Virgin Suicide.
That, yeah.
And then
She didn't
and
do
then she did Juno, Lost in Translation. No.
Okay. I don't remember who directed that.
Jason Reitman.
Oh, Jason Reitman.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
With a screenplay by Diablo Cody.
When that was a thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Whatever happened to her?
She did that young adult movie with Charlize Theron.
She did two movies in a row that tanked.
Yeah.
She did that. And then there was that kind of horror movie with...
Did she do that From Hell?
No.
No, it wasn't From Hell.
Drag Me to Hell was Sam Raimi.
No, there was the one with...
That's what I was making is Drag Me to Hell.
It was the Amanda Siegfried and somebody else. Was it Megan Fox?
Oh, Jennifer's Body?
That's it.
Oh, and she did win the Oscar for Lost in Translation.
Yeah, I thought she won. Jennifer's Body is not bad.
Jennifer's Body. That
was not awful.
And that was April O'Neil.
Yeah, Megan Fox, okay. Yeah.
Remember when that was a thing?
No, yeah. Transformers 2, I feel like, is when that thing ended.
Yeah. Wash my car.
You can see her birth canal when she's leaning over that motorcycle.
Didn't Michael Bay really want her to wash his car?
I don't remember if that was for
auditions.
Yes. Of course he did. Like, it's Michael Bay. Of course.
I'm a sexist pig, but that's over the line.
Yeah. Right? To audition, wash my car in this bikini.
And she was, and I mean, Megan Fox at that point was a pretty lady. And then I feel like he also worked with Scarlett Johansson. What was that one with Ewan McGregor where they were...
Oh, The Island?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's Scarlett
when they
Johansson,
use
right?
the scenes from Transformers.
No, vice versa.
Right. In Transformers, they use those scenes from The Island, the car scenes. That's so weird. So I didn't realize that Hollywood did that with like B-roll, that they get a whole bunch and then they use it in different movies.
Yeah.
Because who's going to notice
like Getty
a
images.
Highway scene? Right.
Yeah, like, or a plane landing.
Yeah,
why go get that shot again?
Right. And it's like, are you going to really close down a highway and pay all these stunt drivers when you've got the random highway scene? And they probably have multiple shots they've never used or whatnot. Yeah. But like sometimes they use the exact shot and they CG around it. I had no idea until I found out about that.
That was a Disney thing, right? Like they took...
With the cartoon.
With the cartoon.
They would trace over.
Isn't that like this? It's Snow White and then it's
Robin Robin Hood.
Robin Hood.
Oh, it's like
the
same.
The like Jungle Book
scene.
And Robin Hood are the same scene.
No,
when
I think
they
it's Snow White as well.
I'm positive.
It could be the Jungle Book as
there's
well.
There's also yeah. a Snow White yeah. scene yeah. where she's dancing with the dwarves and yeah. they're dancing like at a wedding or something.
Yeah.
But
yeah, yeah.
But yeah, but they would like, rather than reinvent how to have these characters move, they would just be like, here's what we did, and they would.
Yeah, because they used
works.
To have real models. They would sit there yeah. and they would film real people dancing, and then they'd have to draw over frame by frame.
Isn't that insane? Like, just
to think of
how backbreaking that had to
yeah.
have been.
Oh, yeah.
The labor
Snow White
that went
like
into that.
That,
you know?
And now, like, they could do it back on Snow White because they didn't have a union yet.
That's right.
And then they
oh,
got a
man.
Union.
Those guys on Snow
once
White.
Once you got a union, you start getting the Black Cauldron.
Right. Then, you know, those poor guys in Sausage Party.
Oliver and Company.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Man. So
my kid loves that movie.
If you watch, I mean, there is a...
Your kid has bad taste.
Yeah. it's not good. It looks... I feel like that one looks all right.
What do you think?
Yeah. That
Oliver
was
and
like,
Company?
That was like... that was kind of like that era's like Frog and
that's
the Princess.
That's the dog one?
Yeah.
Yeah. yeah that was
by
on
Billy
the
Joel.
Yeah, yeah. That
but
was
like,
nuts.
It's like that... That era's Frog and Princess. That
yeah,
where
is that the change?
It was like a resurgence. Like
they were.
Coming
it,
back.
It was better than what they had been doing,
right?
But it was like, and then that group. Then the next movie was Little Mermaid,
right? Right. Yeah.
But I was gonna say, if you, I don't know if it's still on Netflix, but there was a fantastic documentary about Walt's life.
Yes,
and
it was.
And it's a two-parter that I think aired on TV, like two different hours.
It's probably the American Experience on PBS.
It may be. That is. A phenomenal look into his life. And when you see like the crap he put his workers through, and then they were on strike, and it's like Walt was never the same after that. Like
yeah.
these people like despised him because of all what they're like the labor they're putting him through and the low wages and women not getting
those
equal.
Guys on Sausage Party don't know how good they had it.
Oh man.
Yeah. In his mind, he was like, we're one big happy family.
Right.
And in their mind, they were like, well, we would like to get paid and not yeah. have to work 20 hours.
Can
a day.
We murder our happy father?
And
yeah.
all
this
the,
is awful.
And all the women. Like they were just like, you know, men walking around the floor smoking their cigars, telling the women to like color things, you know, and they were getting no money. And man, it's just it's really interesting to see the change in Walt and see how he, because I love Disney and I never really knew the back behind the scenes stuff.
I feel like
and,
I never there are certain stories that I don't want to know the backstory
right,
to
because it's,
yeah.
just, it's almost like heartbreaking because
yeah.
it's like you see how Walt struggled and put his whole life on the line, every penny he owned and risked everything, and he built all this and it seems like he was a good dude and he thought everything was great. And then to see his world shattered and then how he acts after that. And it's
kinda,
just like,
it is kind of like Stan Lee. Like yeah. there, you know, we don't really talk about it anymore because
oh, man.
Stan Lee's a, you know, he's an old man now, but man, he,
read that
he's,
Marvel, the untold
he screwed
story.
Over, he screwed over
he
a
screwed
lot
over.
Of
Jack
people.
Kirby,
yeah. Jack Kirby, John Romita.
Oh,
all
you read
guys.
Marvel, the untold story and that lovable Stan Lee who, is responsible for a lot of stuff, but man, he just,
yeah, it is.
He was like, he was the guy that you thought he was your friend. And then he just kept doing all the,
and then all of a sudden you don't have a credit on Spider-Man anymore.
Right. It's yeah. like, you thought he was your friend and he just did everything to, and he kept advancing and advancing yeah. and, yeah, that's
left,
a sad story too. So
it's,
yeah, you're like, I kind
of
didn't.
I
want
don't want to know that story.
But he's so lovable now in his cameos. Yeah. You can't hate the guy. Come
you
on.
See, he's like, I'll be in a DC movie. Sure,
yeah. He'll do anything.
Right, yeah.
He'll
he doesn't care.
Yeah. So
was he the dance the stripper DJ in Deadpool?
Yes.
Yes.
That
was great.
He said that was his favorite cameo
I
ever.
I bet it was.
He said that was the most fun he's ever had at a cameo.
He's like, I didn't even have to take the blue pill that day.
Yeah. Oh, man. So anyway, The Wild Life is just a little animated flick that apparently did not open very well because week one, 2.8 million. That's not good.
Nope.
It has made like 20 million overseas, though. So maybe it's doing that... whatever those Ice Age movies do overseas, you know, maybe this is one that will make a bunch of money over
$2
there.
$2 billion overseas.
Right.
It's probably because they added all those Japanese voices.
See?
Yeah, see? They,
this is what I'm
Kubo,
saying.
Kubo,
this
hello.
This is what I'm saying.
Kubo, get your act together. So, anyway, that one's not going to be around much longer. Number 8. Talk about a movie that is going to be around, though. Bad Moms.
That's awesome.
I mean, Bad
That's
Moms
great.
Still making a ton of money. It was number 5 Friday, so like people are
oh,
still
really?
Going out for Friday night. You know, for a Friday night movie to see that. But overall, not bad. Number 8 this weekend with $2.7 million.
You know what they should do is Bad Two Moms.
They...
Wait, that might be the porn parody.
Yeah, probably, yeah. I think that exists.
Bad. How many moms can we get in this movie?
But it's only a 43% drop in week 7, and it is at $107 million domestic. So another $38 million foreign though.
That's a lot of money for a
for
American comedy.
One, I mean, it is approaching $150 million on a $20 million budget. What
I
a
feel like. What's her name? Probably needed this.
Mila
Kunis. Mila
Kunis.
Yeah.
after Jupiter Ascending.
Yeah. Yeah. She was smart though. She's kind of stayed away for a while.
Yeah. Well, she's got that Family Guy money. She has to be making, what is it, like 10, 12 seasons of that? Whatever. That's
well, she's only been on. She was not the original Meg.
What?
No. It was the. No. Yes.
Really?
Yeah.
She's been on for a long time.
It was
time,
late. Of the first, I think the first two seasons was Lacey Chabert.
Huh.
From Party of Five.
I never knew that.
Yeah. Okay. And then, like, I don't remember if, like, she couldn't make it for one, so they got Mila Kunis to come in.
And they're
in,
like,
and then she did it, and they were just like, yeah, we're going to stick with Mila Kunis.
It always kills me because it's like, you know Mila Kunis, you know Seth Green, you know these people, right? And they just play these little characters. Like, for instance, the Simpsons character actors, you know them because of The Simpsons.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like, yeah, they made their, you know, they made their mark because of The Simpsons.
I feel like I knew Homer, Dan
Castellaneta.
I feel like I'd seen him in other. Yeah, like when you.
I've seen him pop up in
movies. But you know
Simpsons.
Right, but you know them, you know. Sure. But then you go to Family Guy and you have.
Harry Shearer.
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, sure.
Yeah, yeah.
Right, but it's like Family Guy is funny because you have these, like, named actors. And again, Seth Green, not an A-lister, but you know what I mean? He's gonna follow. And Mila Kunis has been in a lot of stuff. And then when they just play these little, like, bit roles on Family Guy every week, it's just so weird to hear, like.
Well, it's not just that. It's Robot Chicken. Robot Chicken's the same way, where it's the.
Well, and that is Seth Green.
It's
right?
Seth Green, yeah. But it's all of those.
Yeah.
It's all of those 90s teen comedy people.
Yeah.
Besides, like, I mean, Donald Faison and Zach Braff.
Yeah.
Seth Green, Mila Kunis, all those guys.
That's cool. But I guess if you run in that circle, those are your friends, and you're going to work
with
them.
Looks like it's a pretty tight circle.
Yeah, definitely. So, anyway, Bad Moms. That's a freaking tremendous take for that movie. So, and it deserves it. Like I said, I think I'm the only one that saw it, but it is funny. So, number 9, Hell or High Water. Love to see that up in the top 10.
Yeah, in the real top 10.
Yep. Yeah. 2.5 million, only a 44% drop from its huge hike last week. So, the movie's up to almost $20 million.
They got to be loving that.
Yeah, absolutely.
$20 million on a $12 million budget and, you know, still climbing here. So, hopefully it'll stick around a little longer.
That's what happens when you put out a good movie.
Right?
Yep.
It's been a while.
It's weird how that happens.
Yeah, it's weird. Rounding out the top 10, Sausage Party, still hanging in there. 2.3 million. That's a 56% drop for that flick. $93 million domestic. Another 13 million foreign. It's up over that, you know, easily up over that 100 now, approaching 106 on a $19 million budget before losses.
Before losses.
So there's an asterisk there. It's going to be in the.
Where did, out of curiosity, where did Morgan end up?
Oh, geez.
For this week.
Are you talking about Morgan, which opened at number 17?
That's the one I'm talking about, yes.
Let me see here. Let me just see. War Dogs 12. Okay, hold on. Let me keep going here.
We clicked the next page.
Life Between Opens, Jason Bourne. 18.
Oh, so it only dropped one spot.
That's not so bad. That is the hit of the summer.
You want to hear what's funny, though? So Morgan opened at number 17 last weekend with, what, like barely $2 million. It's number 18 with 480,000, which is a 76% drop. It had a 2 million opening and dropped 76%. I mean, that is. I don't even know what to say.
It's an original idea, and they put it out there, and it didn't work. Like, that's. And did you say this was. Ridley Scott's son,
yeah,
that directed it,
yeah.
Okay,
I think they want that to leave as soon as possible.
Yeah, probably. Yeah,
yeah, yeah. And you know, you may hear some story about how he wasn't the real director.
Oh yeah,
ghost
right,
director
right.
on the set. It was
Ridley
really,
Scott actually
wasn't
directed
him.
Yeah.
Well, that is your extended box office.
Well, thank you, Kevin.
You're welcome.
Yeah. Let's go around the table, and everybody can say where to find them.
This is Joe. You can follow me on Twitter at Joey Butts BUTTS21.
This is Kevin. Follow me on Twitter at Kevin R. Brackett.
This is Tom. You can follow me on Twitter at Roger Kubert or on Facebook at Facebook.com/Tom O'Keefe. Don't forget, if you would like to continue the conversation online, we've had lots of chatter in the, threads
That's
last
awesome.
Week. It's been nice. So if you want to jump over there and chime in, we will be waiting for you with open arms at Facebook.com/Real Spoilers. You can follow us on Twitter at Real Spoilers or go to our good old-fashioned website at RealSpoilers.com or DirtyPirateHookers.com. Either
Perfect.
One works.
So on.
Either one will get you there. So that's it for this episode. Coming up on the next episode, we will tackle Sully, which is very hard because he's up in the air. For the first 200 seconds or so. Yeah.
Did you stay for the whole movie?
208 seconds. Yeah. So until then, you've been warned.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.